welcome to our 8:30 group. If you're not here, say no. This is one of the highlights of my life, is to come to a P1 call with fired up, highly motivated people who want to get to the Banana Beach House and just spend some time over there.
Oh yeah.
For those of you, I just, like I told this last group here, for those of you who looked up the Morgan Real Estate last week and looked at that house, that's kind of cool, and that's the one that you rent out there, but the other one is way cooler. House.com. And, Jerul. Because if you get haired over, who knows what'll happen, right? So welcome, hairy ball of people. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Are you cranked?
Yes.
Crank.
All right. I just have to find my page and my people. Who has a, while I'm looking here, who has a tale of something fabulous from this last week's adventures? Really? It was that good a week?
The word fabulous puts too much pressure on it.
All right. So how about remarkably better than average?
How about different?
Different? Well, I guess that's starting fairly low, but we'll start there. What happened different this week?
How about somebody called to see about... To check on me to see, I had signed up for the Danny Johnson information or newsletter online.
Yeah.
And I had a gal call me to check and see why I wasn't, doing some things online. And I said, you know, my computer is really bad. I just haven't been able to get into my emails even sometimes. It's bad. And the gal, we just got to talking for a little bit, and I told her what business I was in, and we talked about how we just love Danny Johnson and the CDs. I said, oh, yeah, my sister Sherry, she's got CDs from her, and we love what she does. It really fires you up. Come to find out, this is Danny Johnson's daughter I'm talking to. And so I asked her, you know, a little bit, told her about NECAN, the business I was in, and asked her, she says, well, I wish I could do network marketing. She says, I love network marketing. And how, you know, she says, that is the way to make the money. And I said, but you can't do it. And she goes, no, as long as I'm in this contract with my mother. And I said, who's your mother? And that's when she told me, Danny Johnson. I said, oh, you're kidding. And so we got to talking, and I just told her a little bit about NECAN, the business I was in. And then I ended up calling her back. We got off the phone, and I called her back and asked her, I said, when is your contract up with your mother? And she says, well, whenever I want to get out of it. And I said, well, can I send you some information on NECAN? And she said, sure, and then asked some questions about it. And so I got a packet together and sent it out to her and asked her if I could keep in touch with her. And we talked about going to a seminar, hopefully the next one that's coming up. She just had one in Seattle this last weekend that we were gone. We couldn't go to. So it was just interesting to talk to somebody. She sounds exactly like her mother.
Even to the way she approached questions and everything, huh?
Everything, yeah.
Do you know their family story much?
Not. I know that she's adopted, she said, when she was a baby. Her mom had to give her up, and she found her mom, what age was it?
14, I think.
14, yeah, you're right.
Can you imagine they're that similar, and for the first 14 years of her life, they weren't together?
That's incredible, you know, incredible, because she is exactly like her mother. So.
Yeah, I got a call from her. She was doing some follow-up stuff, and I said, do you understand how much you sound like Danny Johnson? She goes, yes, my mom. And I said, whoa, based on the story I know, you weren't even together until the last 4 years. Yep. But she's so much like her, down to the knit.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
weird.
Pretty cool.
Way to go. So when you sign her up, you're going to have... shoes on.
Yeah. You know what? When I call her, I told her, I said, I'm going to keep in touch. And I thought, you know, when I call her back, I'm going to say, okay, you just be honest with me. How many people from NECAN have talked to you, and how many of you said, okay,
yeah,
sure, I'll take the information. And you just do that because you are working for your mother, and you want to get people pumped and get them going with what your mom does. So I'll have to ask her that question, hopefully.
That's
so.
The devil's advocate in you, huh?
Well, I want to know. So.
Yeah, well, my wife has that same streak. Well, let's see how fantastic the Fantastic Four was today. First off, we have to find out if all the Fantastic Four shows up today. So, what I'm trying to do is to find my list. I have only the list from the last call. Who volunteers to come to my house and organize me?
Marcia.
Not like she needed or anything. She unvolunteered a long time ago. If you can imagine, it's just... somebody tried to adjust my piling system.
I think it's that right brain.
I knew one half of it fell out. I just didn't know which side it was. Okay. All right. Who's on that team?
Linda. Dave and Rhonda, complete.
All right. You guys are always first, too, so...
And we went to the Danny Johnson seminar this weekend.
Oh, good. You can fill us in. Totally cool. You guys are also the ones that got the stuff for this weekend, right?
Yes. Is it this weekend or the middle of the week, the following week?
Oh, whenever that is. But for all of you on the call, Zig Ziglar's coming to town.
Oh, July 11th.
July 11th.
Yep. On July 11th. And they've got some cheap stuff on how to get in. So, like, ridiculous cheap.
We'll get that faxed over to you tomorrow or emailed.
Okay, great. Is this, and Ron's on this team?
No.
Peggy and Linda are the other two.
Oh, okay. Peggy, okay, gotcha. Peggy and Linda. Okay, then we got more Ron, Rich, Jenny, and Sherry. Okay. So, Dave and Rhonda are complete. Linda, complete or incomplete?
Complete plus one.
Oh, Peggy. Peggy, are you here? Uh-oh. You guys have been hearing from her during the week?
I did not.
No.
I did get one email from her, I'm sorry.
Last
week.
And let's check out the other team. Ron, are you with me?
Yeah.
Where are you, Ron?
Shoe.
Oh, that's Shoe.
Yeah, man.
We talked to Ron's wife earlier, and she said he was working out of town and might not have cell phone reception.
Okay, because I've been trying to get him the last couple days, too.
Yeah.
Okay, Rich?
I'm here. Incomplete.
Do you have a cold, Rich?
I'm very sick. Been sick for a week.
Well, thanks for coming on the call, and this is the clearest we've ever heard you. But you do not have permission to be sick anymore, so stop it. Jenny.
Complete.
All right. And Sherry.
Well, I have a question about that. I am either complete or I'm complete plus 12.
All right. So what got the 12 that you're wondering about?
Well, it. I went down to Utah to help my upline, and so it doesn't benefit me in my line, but I gave the presentations and did all the follow-up with her.
Is that a family member?
No.
What's wrong with you?
It's actually one of my uplines downline. Does that make sense?
Did that give you, that's a cross line to you. Did you get a chance to do any of your own people in Utah while you were there?
I made calls from Utah while I was there, but no, I didn't know anybody in that area.
did you get to find out somebody in that area?
Not that wouldn't have gone to her.
Okay, well, we're going to call that complete, and that means then that Fantastic Four was 11 points, and your team, which was called the, what was the name of that team?
Get Her Done.
Yeah, I can't remember. I mean, it's a good name, and I keep... Get Her Done, okay. Get Her Done has a 10. But we got to ferret out where's Peggy and get Ron back on the wagon. Since I'm back to work, everybody else has to be now, too. So let's talk about for a second, what are the advantages to doing what Sherry just did? Sherry, did you go on your own nickel?
No. My upline bought my plane ticket.
Uh-huh.
And then I stayed at her downline's house. So, I mean, it was, you know, it was not an expense to me other than time. But I enjoyed the trip for sure. When I was there, I think the huge advantage to me when I was there is I kept telling myself, okay, they're seeing me as the expert coming in. And so in my mind, I'm a diamond when I'm down here. And I'm going to act, talk, think, breathe, coach, lead everything like a diamond while I'm here. And it is so, and that was an amazing experience for me.
That is huge because what you think, you become, right?
Exactly.
And did people respond to you that had a higher rank than yours in a surprising way?
Well, all the people we talked to down there were just looking at the business. So there wasn't anyone down there with a higher rank than me.
What kind of venue was it?
It was in homes. They actually Sandy Pack called me when I was there and asked me to do the presentation there on Tuesday, but I wasn't going to be there through Tuesday, and I thought that was huge. So, but it was in homes. One night was 8 people, and the next night was 3 people, and then we went out and did a couple of meetings the next morning before I got on my plane. So.
Wow, Dave and Rhonda, if somebody was to ask you to do that, let's say me, and I said, I need you to help cover my team in Reno, I'll cover your airfare, do you think you would gain from that experience?
Definitely would gain from the experience.
One of the big things that you're gaining is cross-line favors. So, Sherry, do you think now, if you had a need to do three ways with some of those people down there, that you'd probably be in good shape?
Absolutely.
Before you forget,
I was going to say to all those people down there, they didn't know but what I might be her upline. You know, they had no idea. They just said she just said I'm bringing in a business partner to do these meetings because I'm jump starting my business. So that was a reason to get them there that, you know, they're bringing in. So for all of those people, they don't know what that they might be in my line someday or something, you know. So, and the thing is, we had, out of 12 people, we had 2 that wanted more information as they walked away. But everybody else is doing products, small business partners, and major business partners.
Okay, so do you feel like presenting to other people's people in an ABC situation gives you more or less leverage than doing your own?
Oh, more.
And did you have problems with closing?
No.
Why?
Not at all. Because, like I said, in my mind, I was a diamond. And as I was talking to Leslie, the girl who was hosting the parties, I told her, I said, this is what I'm going to say for the close. You know, I'm going to go through the, you know, 4 types of people, and then And then we're going to do rollouts after that. And while I'm doing rollouts over here, you're going to ask them what they liked about the presentation, and you're going to ask them where they see themselves as a 1, 2, 3, or 4. So you're going to find out that information from them tonight. And she did. I'm doing rollouts, and she went around asking, because she knew I was listening, too. So she went around asking everybody, and everybody committed to something.
So do you think it was totally worth the effort?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think that is totally awesome, and everybody just give a hairy shake for that.
That was funny.
I would highly recommend that if any of you ever come across the ability to do it, that there are people on this call. In fact, as I look down through the list, Linda,
yes,
David, and Rhonda, Ron, Jenny, Sherry, and very much Rich. If you were to bring any one of these people into a different market, they would shine in unbelievable ways. So if you're all listening to this, let's take a moment to get a perspective on some of the things that popped into your head while Jenny was telling that story. And I want to start with
Sherry.
Rich. Oh, is it Sherry? Pardon me. So, Rich, what do you think were the possibilities either of you doing it somewhere else or someone doing it in your area that popped into your head when she was talking about that?
Well, one, I think that when you bring someone else in, you bring in, you know, more credibility, you know, instead of you having to speak at all. All you have to do is bring in some support. So, you know, everybody else is not looking to you for all the answers, and it's like it takes the pressure off of you. And two, if you're doing it for someone else, it gives you a lot more practice to crispen up your presentation. That's how I feel it would be. It would just make you that much more better because you're
and
going in there with nothing
else. How about the perspective on closing? Do you think it would be easier to close if you were doing other people's people?
Yeah, most definitely, because you have nothing to lose or gain, you know,
great,
at the same time.
How far, and I'll switch now to Jenny, because I don't want to ask all the questions of one people, but Jenny, how far do you think the expert has to come before they can have that validation?
How far do they have to come?
Yeah. How far away from their, before they become an expert?
Geographically?
Yeah, right. It used to be said with 90 miles away with a suitcase and you're an expert.
Oh.
But do you,
you
get
know,
a sense? How far do you think?
I think it's how it's presented, too. I mean, somebody in Galway, hey, I'm having somebody drive up here. You know, it's a long ways for them to drive, but, you know, here they're going to help me launch my business. They, you know, they know about it than I do. You know, I'm really excited to have that person coming. I think a lot of it is in how you're introducing that person, you know, rather than the distance. Of course, you know, if you're going clear across the United States, that does give more weight to it, but, you know, you can make it sound fantastic, somebody coming from Lewiston or something.
You've hit the nail on the head. No matter who's presenting, even if they have one rubber eye and one glass eye, and they can only speak Chinese and they have to stand on one foot, they've never made 1 cent in their whole life, you could say, you can't believe that this person is in a leadership position. Just imagine as you're watching this presentation, if they can do it, how well would you do this game? And then the bigger buffoon they make themselves, the better off the presentation. It's all how you sell it. Dave and Rhonda, are you both on tonight? Or just
you
Dave?
Sure.
So is Rhonda on as well?
Yes.
Okay. If you were to imagine this scenario, do you think it is more powerful or less powerful to have Crossline as opposed to Upline doing the presentation?
I would say it's more powerful.
And Rhonda, you've had a lot of Upline. what would you think?
I think that it's more powerful to have your upline doing.
But it's worth a try trying the other side of it.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to get your perspectives because they'll be different on this. Dave, what are the things that click to make you think that it would be better and more powerful with Crossline?
Well, in a simple sense, I guess, to me it would focus more on the needs of those that are listening to the presentation, because the other one is not going to be benefiting from it.
Uh-huh. And Rhonda, why do you say upline?
I suppose that's because that's what I've always done. I haven't worked with Crossline, so I'm really not familiar with it.
Okay. But it works for you to have upline, right?
Right. It's worked for me.
Great. So if you're catching fish on that fly, why change to a different fly? Linda?
Yes?
In your perspective, do you think it would be more powerful cross-line than upline?
Well, as you were talking about that, I thought, okay, upline, they would know some of their people, maybe all of the people, depends on how big your downline is, when they're presenting or helping you out. But as Sherry said, as a cross-line, she didn't know anybody. She went in. I think that might work to your advantage, just in the way that if you don't know anybody, then you can have your set goals as to how you want to go in there and work it. And you go in with the attitude of, you know, I'm not going to offend anybody because this is the way I want to work it. This is how I'm going to present it. And I don't know. You don't have any thoughts ahead of time of to personalities, conflicts, anything. So I think you have a clean slate to work with right off the bat, and that would help. And like she said, in her mind, she's a diamond, and, you know, that's the way you can go in there. Nobody knows that you're not.
Well, she is one of the diamond sisters, for heaven's sake.
Well, right. Yeah, for heaven's sake, I know that.
Don't you forget that.
Well,
so
as we have this discussion, think about building your teams. Do you plan in the future who gains more? If you've got two legs that are going pretty good and you have leader from group A go and assist leader from group B to get their business started, who gains the most, leader from group B or leader from group A?
Mm-hmm. Well, they both do,
yeah.
But from group A, I mean, if they don't have a sense of leadership, and I mean, it sure boosts your confidence in your abilities when you go over to help somebody that you have absolutely no connection to.
Can you also see how it would give validation to Sherry by sending her, empowering her to become greater and stronger in her organization by sending her out?
Yeah.
Now, this
well,
is
I actually
a,
met some people on the plane, too. I mean, in line, just one of them. And just from this Pathfinders group, you know, having that catchphrase, and one lady in behind me in line said, well, where are you going? And I said, oh, I'm going to Utah. And she said, well, what for? And I said, oh, to help out some people in my business. And she said, oh, what's your business? And I said, well, I teach people how to make a lot of money from home. Really? Well, what company are you with? And so I, you know, told him Nikan. Then the lady in front of me said, oh, do you do those filters? I need to find a Nikan representative so I can order my filters. And then that turned into, it just progressed from there. And pretty soon I had my Meg boys out, and I'm rolling her shoulders. And you know, then all these people in the line waiting for the plane are all looking at our conversation and listening in. So, I mean, that there were some fun things just right there in me thinking as I'm standing in line, I'm this huge leader going down to help out people in their business. And so that was great, too. And I did get a couple of names from there also.
Wow. So this is a really interesting discussion we have not had on any of the calls yet. So, Sherry, that's why you got that big hairy shake.
I appreciate it, too.
Yeah. it is something that I want all of you to just really hang on, because your new people will rise to your expectations. If you fully in your heart expect that it'll take people a year and a half to get to silver, it's going to be a very rare occasion for somebody to get to silver any faster than that. You can limit their progress and their success. If, on the other hand, it's just a foregone conclusion, you're too dumb to figure out that it's hard, you could end up having three people go silver in your first month, which has happened on a number of occasions in Niken. Kenny Rossi, who's a Royal Diamond and the youngest Royal Diamond and one of the fastest ever made, said, it took me a year and a half after going Royal Diamond to figure out that it was difficult. We just didn't know. He said, I guess to our great advantage, there wasn't anybody in our area to make it seem like it was hard. So we just did it.
Huh.
And so the expectations that you carry into the room, your people will generally rise to. What if you were to take a group of people on any project and you began to assign them to various areas that you totally knew they could do, but they hadn't really quite seen it yet? They may be too chicken with weak leadership to ever start maybe laying the first layer of bricks on some project. But when you go, well, you could totally do this. In fact, I'll give you a primer. Here's this and this. Now try this first part, try the second part. Look at that, you got it. Well, here's an example. When I was over there this week, we were very interested to find out the history of the islands and how things kind of worked out over there. And there is some animosity about the people who come in and do what we're doing, which is building $6 million houses and renting them for $10,000 or $12,000 a day or a week. Because the locals can't afford to live there. It's kind of like North Idaho, right?
Mm.
So there's this growing rift. And one of the things that we did was we had a big luau just for the family. And the luau, Uncle Bill, best and brightest of us all, had his gardener put on the luau. Well, it turns out his gardener's mom is the mayor of the very, very small little town on the north side called Hyena. Now, for those of you who've been to the north side of Kauai, there's a town of Hanalei. And it is the cutest little town you have ever seen with the little green church in there. It's just unbelievable. Well, Hyena is a little bit smaller yet. But Hanalei is where all the hippies used to hang out. That's where the song Puff the Magic Dragon came from. They were all puffing dope up there on the north side of the island, because everybody lives out in the jungle. Very little, no mosquitoes or anything like that, and hundreds of varieties of fruit, all kinds of fish and lobsters and shellfish and stuff, and you never have to have any money. You just live on the beach. Well, those kinds of people that are native to that area, we needed to kind of get in touch with them, so we had them put it on, and then we had the local Hawaiian lady that really still believes that it should be a sovereign nation come over and bless the house. She named the house, did a blessing on the house, taught everybody hula. She was cool. And we got to know the mayor's wife, or the mayor. She was the mother of the gardener, and she invited us to go do something really cool. My sister-in-law, who's a pediatrician, was on the 1976 Olympic team and got fourth place in the pairs rowing crew. She happened to be has two cards. This is back when the East Germans were around. One card verifies that she was the strongest woman in America that year, Marcia's sister.
Wow.
The other one is verifying that she was indeed a woman. We found out that there was a local outrigger paddling club, and we went over to practice. And it turns out that they only had 4 members show up. So she and I got the chance to jump in the boat and go hit the breakers with the outrigger paddling club. And it was amazing. It was totally awesome. Now, we could have gone into that thinking we knew nothing, but the coach there, who was phenomenal, was actually another son of the mayor. He took us out, and we stood in some fresh water in the river right next to the ocean, and had us go through the paddling, and she'd done a lot of rowing, and I had done a whole lot in canoes. So we launched actually ahead of several of the people on the boat. Because of their expectations, we actually got invited to be in the regatta the next 2 days later.
Oh, wow.
Cool. As part of the team. Unfortunately, we had to leave and fly away, but that was really cool.
Yeah.
Because of his expectation that we could, not only did we feel comfortable and get the job done and learn quickly, but every time we're going back now, we're going to jump on and be a part of the team.
Wow.
As we look at our knee can business, once you make the expectation in somebody that you bring on, you got this totally. And if you completely and totally believe that they have it, you'll hear over and over again in people's lives, they will say, or in their knee can careers, my sponsor believed in me more than I believed in myself until I believed in myself. So that's wherein lies this whole idea of bringing your people in front of somebody else's people. And, oh, man, what an exciting concept. Way to go. Oh, I just feel shivers over this whole concept. So can you all see how it's going to be very important to believe in your people, that they can do all of it from the get-go, and they probably will?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But if you have fears, you will transfer those fears into them. Sure as we're sitting here. We all teach swimming lessons and have for years and years and years, and I can't tell you how many moms have destroyed their kids before they ever get to swimming lessons.
Mm.
How many people in our lives do you think were afraid to sing when they were in kindergarten?
None.
Somebody made them fearful later on, right?
Yep.
All right, you guys, you're going to just shine the light. Ooh, ooh, this is so awesome. Okay, well, let's talk about our book. Who picked up some shiny pieces out of the book this week?
I like the slinky analogy.
What's that?
I like the slinky analogy. Yeah. It's that first launch that gets it all the way down the rest of the stairs, that it's, you know, it's nothing in between. It's the beginning. Yeah.
So, yes, we have all these people in the listening gallery. How would you relate that to your team?
If you don't get them started off, you know, on the right foot to begin with, it's a little bit harder to start them halfway down the stairs when, you know, maybe it's already stuck. Just getting them started right with, like the book says, with the right tools, with the right expectations, with the right attitude, just that initial start so they can take advantage of that initial excitement and get their momentum going.
And that initial excitement is one of the most key critical components of all. Within the first 8 to 10 days, people are made or broken, usually. And the old saying in network marketing is, if you don't sponsor somebody under someone within 21 days, they will probably very likely never sponsor anybody.
Oh, wow.
They'll keep showing up, but they won't sponsor anybody. So really, really important. Anyone else?
I think something from the seminar that we got last weekend that was also in the book, and it was also something that we went through at work. The company I work for just put us through some leadership training, and that is the process and and I think the book talked about giving them tracks to run on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty interesting because they all kind of went together, providing that track to run on and giving the process.
You're now 2 months into the Pathfinder system. Do you feel like you're seeing the tracks more clearly than you did 8 weeks ago?
Absolutely, and you see, I see a lot where we haven't provided those that we signed up, we haven't provided that process to them like we were provided.
Well, good, and now would be a good time to go back and pick up. But you want to take care to remember that not all of them will take the route of going all the way through the class. Which people are most appropriate for the class?
Ones taking their own initiative?
Uh-huh.
The fives.
And, yeah, if you get to that first page where they assign themselves to 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 in their commitment level, which ones are appropriate for this class?
4s and 5s?
You got it. And they can't be 4s and 5s unless they actually do the things that 4s and 5s do, which is to get your kit, get on auto ship, order the materials that you can use to get through this class. There are some things they have to do. So it's based on actual acts instead of what they said they're going to do. If they don't do those things, we don't really fault them for it. They just aren't a 4 or a 5. They're a 3 with the hope to become a 4 or a 5, and they can listen in on the listening gallery, but they don't have to be in the group. Here's another point to remember. As you begin to start to pull your teams together, realize that there's a very rewarding NECANN experience at all levels. If you can help the person who's a 2 or a 1 is somebody who simply wants to buy retail. Can we imagine any benefits a person would have buying NECANN products retail?
Experience with the products?
Absolutely. Over time, having those products can dramatically improve their health. Can you see any points where a person who may buy retail could ever have an economic advantage?
Want to buy wholesale.
Well, even if they just always remained a retail buyer, what economic advantages might they get secondarily? Rich, do you ever do rehab on people?
Yes, I do.
Does anybody ever have to be trained to do something different and it doesn't pay as well?
Pretty much. I mean...
So let's say somebody's got their own construction company and they're cruising along and they're doing extremely well, and all of a sudden they blow something out and they can't do construction anymore and they have to go to McDonald's, get a paper hat and a broom and work there.
Yeah, it doesn't pay as well. Yeah, disability.
Yeah, or they go on disability and they make one-third of what they made before and can't collect it for 2 years until the disability kicks in. What if you got them to the point where they could begin to be productive again and go back and do what they did before?
Mm.
That would have a huge economic value, right?
Yep.
And that's an economic value I don't think we often sell, but is probably the biggest economic value for most people who see NECANN. Because 80% of your people will be below the level of 3.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to have a tremendously rewarding experience, and one of those experiences may be that they won't have to quit their job. They won't have to go on disability. They may also, if you take them, this is really interesting about people on disability. Has anybody on this call ever had someone who was on disability that wanted to sign up for NECANN? Why would they?
Somebody who was worried they were going to lose their disability if they started making money in NECANN.
Now, what kind of a system is that?
It was a very limited belief system.
And that's true, that if they make any money beyond a certain point, then they have to give up their automatic gimme for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
What if that gimme is only $600 a month? They still won't
That's
give
about
it up
what
in
it
most
was.
Cases. They still won't give it up in most cases, right?
It's a risk. So that's a guaranteed easy check versus something that she wasn't sure of.
So you could certainly change somebody's economic future if you can help to change their thinking.
Yeah.
I have a well-known platinum in my group that was stuck in the same kind of thinking. When it came time to consider going full-time in Nikan and really pulling all the stops out, she was a secretary in a large bank. She was actually the personal assistant to the president of the bank. And she was getting about $1,800 a month and got health benefits. Her husband also worked in a job that had health benefits. But her mindset was so oriented toward that way of thinking that when she got to $6,000 a month in Nikan and $1,800 in her day job, she would come home and cry every day because she hated her day job and wanted to quit. And I said, what would it take for you to believe that it would be okay to leave the security of that health benefit? What do you all suppose she said?
$10,000 a month.
Exactly. $10,000 a month to leave what cost her eventually $349 a month to replace.
Wow.
That's pretty heavy programming, isn't it?
Yep. Safety and security of corporate America, of having that job.
Isn't it interesting that most people stay at a job they hate for two reasons? And I mentioned this on the last call a little bit. One reason is, did you all hear that on the last call?
Mm-mm.
They stay with a job they hate because they know how to do it.
Yeah, comfort.
The other equally large reason is their health benefits.
Yep.
Well, what if in the very near future your employer can provide you with this health benefit, $10,000 deductibles, and catastrophic insurance? That's what they predict.
Ooh, they will come running to us with open arms.
Because if a person really no longer had any health care benefits, and they hated what they did,
yep,
and they finally figured it out, would they? It's just real interesting to think what the shift in dynamics is going to be.
Well, it's going to be huge.
And we better have a stack of applications with you.
That's right.
How about our CD from this last week?
Beautiful Compensation.
What are some of the big points you picked up out of Beautiful Compensation?
I just love how it's for everyone. And I went through the CD and labeled all of the tracks so that I could pull that up during an in-home, and if I know people, like someone has a back issue or somebody has, you know, autoimmune issue, that I can go to that track and just pull it out and say, well, here you go. You know, don't listen to me. Listen to them.
How do you compare that with the Texas testimonial one? Because I haven't had a chance to hear it yet.
I haven't heard the Texas testimonial.
Has anybody heard both and have a way to compare them? I guess that would be a good one to do. Called
yeah.
Personal Product Testimonies from the first ever Texas Pathfinder Summit. Powerful stuff. But I think there's more business in this one that Dave was working on. So I'm looking forward to running it onto my MP3 player before I head to Tri-Cities tomorrow. For those of you who have people in the Tri-Cities, Pasco, Kennewick, Richland, I will be doing a preview there tomorrow night at 7:30, and it will be at Helen Miller's house. And the address, I want you all to just be impressed that I have the address and stuff. It starts at 7, actually. It's 1704 West 35th. And that's in Kennewick. Helen's number, for those who need to have directions to get there, you could actually call my cell, but Helen Miller is 509-396-4823. The next evening, Wednesday night, I'll be in Yakima at Harris Office Equipment on 1st Street at 7 o'clock. In fact, I'll be working with Peggy down in Yakima.
I was wondering. Oh, good. Yay.
And then we'll be doing some cold calls in the morning. Then on Thursday, I'll be doing a preview with probably 40 new, hot, excited, wild. It's one of the funnest previews I've ever done. It's Russians.
Oh, fun.
There are 30,000 Russians in Spokane now.
30,000?
They're everywhere. Wow.
And I had a major product experience on one of them, and by the time we had the end of our first get-together, there were 9 people in the room. I gave them 2 hours notice before the preview. There were 6 to start with. There were 9 by the end of the meeting, and they said they would have 60 by the time I came back.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And where are you doing that?
It's down, do you know where Witterpool is?
Huh.
It's on, just off Mission. It's on Desmet, right next to the river. It's on the east side of the river on Desmet, so I'd have to get the exact address. You can call me on that.
Is this?
This is a Russian family that I'm. This will be their very first preview ever.
So is that a home?
Yeah. And we're going to pack them in there, and it's so fun to watch, because I'll say a paragraph, and then they translate that. One of the younger girls will translate, and then the whole room erupts with talk. And then I do another paragraph, and they translate, and everybody starts talking. And I thought, boy, this is the ultimate interactive wellness preview.
That's kind of so cool.
We're in the most of the English ones. We just power our way through, and nobody gets a chance to have any input.
Uh-huh.
But I used to get this with the Spanish ones, and those down there when I lived in San Diego, it was a hoot. I mean, people just giggling and laughing and stuff, and I had to mime most of the stuff. But they're very, very successful, and I highly recommend that, especially Rich down there in that market, you've just got so many people from so many different, varied backgrounds. Those ethnic groups trust each other, and that's the biggest catalyst in building huge downlines quickly, is with groups of people who trust each other. So I would recommend, Rich, if you get an opportunity and ask somebody from any of the foreign groups or ethnic groups or whatever, I really want to talk to some of the leaders of your church or your group, because I'm looking for a couple of catalysts, a couple of people who can help lead this to your people.
Right.
And then when you can come to those people and say, I looked around for the most influential person, they told me it was you, and I'm honored to have an opportunity to show you what we're doing, and perhaps you can lead us to who we need to see, because I think it could be a tremendous boom for your folks.
Definitely.
And then really do try to find some who don't speak much English, because it's just a hoot to watch them. And they start selling each other on the whole thing. You throw out a paragraph, and there's 2 or 3 of them in the room that'll start selling everybody else. Oh. It's a crack up. And then on Friday and Saturday, the biggest expo in all of America is coming up in Missoula. Rich, wish you could make it.
Yeah.
That'll be in Missoula, Montana. Rich, if you ever make it up to Missoula, I will take you fly fishing, okay?
Okay.
Because you can literally do it out of the back of the hotel on the Blackfoot River. Right on the river. Oh, 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 I can hardly wait. Okay, then the Texas call. Does anybody have some highlights you remember from the Texas call? Because there were some good ones, and I wrote them down, and I just had that paper, so.
Well, I listened to week 10. I wasn't sure which one we were on, but possibly we were supposed to be on week 11. Which one was it?
Let's go with 10. 10 is where we want to be.
Well, week 10, the one I listened to talked about in-homes.
Mm-hmm.
And how to make them duplicatable, how to just basically introduce yourself, a little bit about the company, and then basically push play. And then
did it sound feasible in the way they presented it?
It sounds way easy and duplicatable, and I think that's one thing I went, oh man, I'm not very duplicatable. I did use part of the Beautiful Compensation CD when I was doing those presentations, but I need to make my in-homes way more simple so that people can see, oh, I could do that too.
All right, so I don't think, as a rule, most people who are going through the Pathfinder program listen to too few Texas calls. Would you agree after listening to that call?
Yeah.
Because the whole learning teaching process really is done on the Texas call. How to use your ignition sequence guide.
Mm-hmm.
How to follow it through. Following a group of people who are on the same path as you are and seeing how you do and how you compare with them. What are some of their insights? A lot of people who have graduated the program over time, people who are fourth generation Pathfinder Silvers, and many of whom are now Platinums, and they went all the way through to Platinum by putting their people into the Pathfinder system.
Yep.
With those calls, you get constant validation, constantly building you up to help you believe that you're on the track that really works, and beginning to get constant or consistent lingo between yourselves and other people, and they come, and you'll come away with a much greater sense of how to duplicate.
Yeah.
Because all these people are now Platinums, and they know no other language than the languages that they learned in NECAN through Pathfinders. Think of the power of that, because then if you transplant a leader from another area, they come through, they're doing presentations, they have all the power of one of the Diamond Sisters showing up in your backyard, and it's the same terminology you use. It validates you tremendously to the people you're working with. So now that Team Utah's got their act together, and they have finally put them back on, even if you have to go back and pick up a couple, they're incredibly important to the overall. And the last and most important point of listening to those calls is that it allows you the time to go through and discuss as a group, but already having listened to them, and the education that everyone in the NECAN world I would say two-thirds of all the silvers built in America today are built through the Pathfinder program.
Wow. I believe it.
And the more who get built that way, the more you can have your confidence that when people go to a presentation or an event, they're going to know what the heck their upline is talking about, even though you send somebody to something in Austin, Texas, or Long Island, New York, it's going to be similar. Then you watch this baby explode. So no matter how creative we want to be, realize that if Terry Latham, through this program and staying with doing the same thing over and over again, has to be a little bit boring. But since it started 18 months ago, he's built 16 platinums.
Wow. Awesome.
And that is the part that is the hardest for all of us to get. Stick with what works because it works.
Yeah.
We could all go out and build a Ferrari and put square wheels on it, and we would eventually find out there was a reason they had round ones. There's just stuff that works. I'm going to close out the call with our, what chapters are we on?
We just finished the book.
So we should be moving into our next book. And you got in your new kits which book?
That was another book that we had.
Hey, Neil.
What's that? Dave, did you have one?
I don't know.
Think and Grow Rich, or is it a newer one?
Think and Grow Rich maybe the one now, one of them that I...
Yeah.
That book has fluctuated 3 times during the cycle, so...
Okay.
I may have to
it's
email
on
you
the
that
workbook.
Okay. Well,
yeah, it's not in the workbook. What's that?
Is it Think and Grow Rich?
If that was what came in your kit, go with Think and Grow Rich. The first time around, the most powerful one we've ever done, by far, was, let me look at it here. The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. But there is one actually even better than that, and that was, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Del Carnegie.
But that was unbelievable. But the Norman Vincent Peale book, The Power of Positive Thinking, was so good. The problem was that it has a Christian message. And although some people kowtowed and said, I've read this book before, but all of a sudden, it didn't offend me because it had a Christian message. It was the greatest thing I ever read. And these were people who, wear pyramids on their head, and rub potatoes on their back, and afraid of potato bugs and stuff. And they thought, man, that was awesome. But they switched it out, and so I think it is now the Think and Grow Rich, which is what everything has been built on since. Does anybody know, have anybody ever heard of a DVD called The Secret?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
What was the book that was given to the lady who wrote the book saying, last year when my life was falling apart, I was given the book that had The Secret in it? It was Think and Grow Rich.
Think and Grow Rich.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And in the beginning of the book, it tells you through the pages of this is going to be a secret, and it'll be revealed over and over and over again, but only those who can figure it out can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that is the book that's covered in The Secret.
Cool.
But
do you see they've changed The Secret?
No, what did they do to it?
They took from the first copies of it, the lady that was in there for the teachings of Abraham, you know that one? It had a big part of it. They've taken her completely out and then have substituted the one that was on Oprah. Her name's Lisa. And she talks about Until I Fell in Love with Lisa. They've taken her and they've substituted her in each one of those parts. And actually it seems to be more Christian-oriented now than before.
Well, that's, there's just a huge population that wouldn't buy it because it was too much oriented to New Age.
Yeah, and they've put, I mean, a lot of the same message, but it's softened now, and it's geared more towards someone with a Christian faith. Because I bought a couple more copies at Costco, because I pass them out to everybody all the time, and I was watching one of them, and it was just way different than the first one, as far as the people.
Yeah, so still, there are still people who don't choose to have spirit guides in their bedroom. That's good to know. Not that I'm biased or anything. So let's rock with the book, and then we're going into week number 11 on our search through the Texas CDs or the Texas tapes, Texas calls. And then did you pull off the CD from that week number 10?
Yeah, they were still finishing the book. They said finish the book that Dare to Dream, Work to Win.
Uh-huh.
And then the CD was The Next Millionaires by Paul Zane Pilsner.
Ooh. Now, the CD is probably good. The book is phenomenal. But go ahead and read the CD or listen to the CD, and we'll have a grand old time next week. And also next week, I need your stats, because we'll be making our comparisons, and we'll see if anyone is growing hair or if it's just fuzz left over from last week's Brussels sprouts.
So what? How many chapters in Think and Grow Rich? First three?
Three.
Okay.
All right. You guys are a pleasure. A tremendous team to work with. Make sure that your teams get together. Make sure that you are orienting yourselves. We're halfway through. We absolutely have to have everybody go. Especially, I should point this out, how many dollars does it take to go silver this month?
15,000.
15.
With bonuses, think about this.
Could be less.
If you got, you start out the month, you have to make 15,000 to go. Does everybody know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
There's a bonus that allows you 5,000. Nikon automatically gives you 5,000. Then, if you signed up brand new today, one of the requirements to go silver is to either have a career and demo pack, which we don't have anymore, or to have a wellness home starter pack. Right?
Yep.
What's the minimum cost of a wellness home starter pack?
Is it $1,500?
It's $1,680. What else do you get in terms of points if you get a $1,680 wellness home starter pack?
1,686 points.
So you get 1,680 additional points. You get a bonus of double points. Everybody following me so far?
Is this for new people or is this for anybody?
That's for anybody in the first 2 months of their distributorship.
Okay.
And so if you get people in the first 2 months of their distributorship, or if this is your first month, you sign up, you get a wellness home starter pack, you'd get roughly $3,400 credit. Everybody follow me?
Yep.
Add that to the 5,000, it's 8,400, right?
Yep.
What's another requirement for going silver?
Three seniors.
If all three seniors got a wellness home starter pack, they too would count for $3,400 each. That would be $10,200, $10,500. So add the $10,500 to the original $5,000, you got $15,000. To your $3,000, how much did I say you get?
$3,400?
Mm-hmm. So now you've got $18,900. How close is that to silver?
Yeah. Really close. Really close.
$18,900. Now, if you think about it, if a person gets a Wellness Home Starter Pack, would they be wise to also get a demo pack?
Yes.
Why?
You get your $300, well, $395.
Yep. And Dave, what does it normally cost?
Isn't it $1,600?
It's
$1,300.
So you get a $1,300 demo pack for $395, makes sense to get one.
Did you get the points on that $395?
You know what? I don't know if you do or not. I think you don't. I think it's so heavily discounted you don't get PV points on it.
Okay.
But you're only within $1,100. If everybody on this call was within $1,100 of making silver, would you make it happen?
Yes.
So what you need to do is to get four people with a starter pack in 1 month, this month, and you're silver.
Okay.
That means that if you took all of the stuff and figured it all out, there is a way where you could go to silver this month with 8,600 in total volume.
Wow.
You got till Saturday. Might as well do it. We might as well grow hair faster than slow. So get to your teams and knock it out. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.